The man crept hunchbacked down the last few steps and moved into the room. He had small, watery eyes and a pointed nose and wore an unpleasant simper. His left hand was caressing his right, which looked as though it were encased in a bright silver glove. "Narcissa," he said in a squeaky voice. "And Bellatrix! How charming!" "Wormtail will get us drinks if you'd like them," said Snape, "and he will return to his bedroom." Wormtail winced as though Snape had thrown something at him. "I'm not your servant," he squeaked, avoiding Snape's eye. "Really? I was under the impression that the Dark Lord placed you here to assist me." "To assist, yes, but not to make you drinks and clean your house." "I had no idea, Wormtail, that you were craving more dangerous assignments," said Snape silkily. "This can easily be arranged. I shall speak to the Dark Lord. I can speak to him myself if I want to." "Of course you can," said Snape, sneering. "But in the meantime, bring us drinks. Some of the elf-made wine will do." Wormtail hesitated for a moment, looking as though he might argue.